Sign Painters is a film that celebrates the hand-painted sign industry, an American tradition. This documentary explores a fascinating insight into a highly specialized underground trade, emphasizing an appreciation for a balance between art and commerce. The El Paso Advertising Federation is proud to present a screening of Sign Painters on Thursday, August 27th at Loftlight Studios at 6:30 p.m. Today, my guests are Gabe Acuña of AdFed and Juan Carlos Hernandez, Art Director at Culture Span Marketing. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
So, Gabe, tell us about AdFed and tell us what inspired you to bring this film to El Paso.
Awesome. Well, Advertising Federation of El Paso is a local advertising and marketing organization aimed at working with different related groups in town, such as agencies, shops, artists, and kind of bring them together for events that pertain to the industry. So it can be anywhere from a luncheon to something like this, where we're bringing a documentary to screen for everybody, and not just our members, but everybody within the community that has any interest in the subject matter to enjoy.
Do you have to be an advertising professional to be a part of AdFed?
Oh, not at all. I mean, our members do receive a little bit of a discount on events, but we always generally invite the general public. And this year, one of the things we wanted to change up a bit was to do events that are a little broader in terms of scope and interest. And so this is one of those things that was kind of perfect for that.
And it seems like there is this rebirth, at least in the interest of sign painting. You see a lot of young people kind of, I think it started maybe with silkscreen posters. Mm. And now it seems like somehow hand styles, sign painting is coming back. As a graphic designer and an artist, why do you think that is, Juan Carlos?
I don't know. I guess computer has taken over a lot of the way we use design nowadays. But I think everything starts with a pencil or with a paintbrush, and I think people are starting to appreciate that a lot. Now that we have the whole technology where it needs to be, I think, mm-hmm. you know, I think people are realizing that you still need a piece of paper or a wall to create that initial communication device, regardless if it's a, you know, simple drawing or a huge mural. And I think it's a underappreciated technique, but I think it's coming back. The reason why, I don't know, but I'm really happy that it is, you know.
I mean, even though you have access to all the media and the digital tools, I mean, really, it does come down to the person. At the end of the day, it's still your imagination, right?
Exactly. And it's not only that. I mean, it's a talent that I think everybody has been drawing since they were little kids, you know. So I think it's in a way to communicate professionally. I think it just adds so much personality than just printing something out, you know. I think people are starting to appreciate that technique and that passion that people put into just spelling out a word, a sign. So I mean, I really like that that whole aspect about it, you know. And you see it everywhere, you just don't see it, you know.
Right.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
You know, we were talking about this. I mean, yes, it is an American tradition, but we here on the border, I mean, it's alive and well, especially in Juarez, and it's not a dying art by any means.
No, not at all. I mean, I was born and raised in Mexico City, so that was very common. But again, it's also something that you just walk down the streets and you don't appreciate it. But, you know, when you're in a restaurant and then you see somebody painting a window and you're in the inside and you see the brush strokes and everything, it's just like, wow, you know, I mean, it just wows you. And that's when you really notice everything. And it could be, you know, something from a luchador to to a shop, tortilla shop, you know. So, yeah, I think we're very fortunate here that we get a little of both worlds, you know, the American version of it and also the Mexican tradition, which is sometimes a lot cheaper than printing a vinyl, you know, for a lot of people. So.
That's true. I mean, you bring up vinyl, the billboards. I mean, guys used to jump up there and paint them.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those were the sign painters back in the day where they were actually painting, you know, billboard signs way back when.
And now they still engage in those daredevil practices, but they're hanging up vinyl.
Exactly, exactly right. And kind of to the point like you mentioned earlier, I mean, just, yeah, in Mexico, but also here in our, you know, in El Paso, in central El Paso, it's just alive and well with that tradition. And you see, and it's just great to see that, especially our type of industry where we're so used to creating everything digitally, and you can kind of, you know, cruise through there and just appreciate that art form. And especially, as JC mentioned earlier, when you can catch somebody in the act of doing it. I mean, you almost want to just sit there and watch them, like, you know, go at it and just sit there in awe of the art form.
It's really, really interesting, you know, to think about. Okay, so, you know, cell phones. I don't know people's phone number anymore because it's in my phone.
Right?
As an artist, I mean, you're on the computer designing. Do you know how to draw? I mean, could you paint a sign?
I hope so. I mean, I never see myself as a great artist or a great illustration, but I do try. And that's one of the things I always tell students or whoever I talk to, you know, just grab a pencil, just grab a paper, and you'll be amazed, you know, how well you can communicate. I mean, I guess it's easier, you know, more convenient just to have your laptop and go straight into it. But, you know, just the fact that you can have your pencil or your colors or whatever, you know, just go at it. And it's like, wow, you know, I can still draw. I can still make great things with my hands. And the movie, there it is, you know. I mean, we're going to watch a movie that's actually about that, you know, about people just getting their hands dirty and creating that kind of communication device. So
Have you all previewed the movie?
We haven't. We kind of want to enjoy it with everybody else, you know, as well. And we're very excited. We were, it was one of those things that just scrolling through social media. Social media obviously has like the bad and the good. And it's just one of those things that we had seen. We screened one back a couple of years ago called Art and Copy. And we found this one and we just thought it'd be perfect for the community. Again, not just our industry, but we have what I feel is a huge artistic community in El Paso. And a lot of people who would appreciate this because granted, you go through, you know, somewhere like Central and you do see a lot of like these signs that are done, but you also see a lot of murals and then especially areas like Segundo Barrio. And you go through and that art form is just so alive and well to this day from old school artists to new artists who still do that. So it's just a much broader audience of people who would, you know, appreciate something like this. And we thought, oh, why not bring it to our community?
And speaking of that resurgence, you know, a lot of the kind of new downtown bars, they're all new places made to look old.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And they're painted on, I can think of a Craft and Social, you know,
there
it's
you
painted on there.
Night Owl.
Yes. So, I mean, somebody's doing it. Do you know any local sign painters?
I unfortunately don't. I mean, it's one of those people that, you know, I was looking for when you mentioned, I was like, oh, I'll find a sign painter. I was like, wait, I don't know any sign painters. So it'd be great to know. I know muralists, but sign painters, you know, far and few between in terms of my people that I know.
And Juan Carlos, speak to us about, I mean, you said you were brought up in Mexico City. When did you actually, I guess, notice?
I was sent with a friend to pick up some signs. And this particular person has a real estate business. She wanted something like some signs, like an open house sign. So she just sent us there, pick them up. So we went with the order, and they painted the signs just at that moment.
And
it was like, wow, you know? I mean, I was like amazed. And again, it's something that you see every day on the street, but then until you see it, you just kind of appreciate the whole thing. So it was pretty awesome. I think that moment was just by chance one of the things that really made me want to be a graphic designer. So
now let's talk about that. I mean, art and commerce, they interchange and, you know, at some point, I mean, some people talk about, you know, well, you're selling out as an artist, but you know, at the end of the day, you got to sell a product and it's got to be attractive to people.
Exactly.
How does that work in your head? How do you balance the commerce side with the artist side?
It's, Jason's giving me a look because it's very interesting. And I'm usually the one that's kind of the mediator on that because
you're the deliverer of the message.
Yes. On both ends. So on the client end and on the agency end. And it's really tough because you want to satisfy the client, but then you also want to show what our designers can do because we have great talent, you know, working for us. Sometimes it's butting heads, but there's always a good solution. I think if you're a good company, you're able to do that and find a good solution. And we do that basically every time, but it is hard. It is difficult. And there's those times where the client's just like, oh, love it, cool. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
You're
yes.
Like, awesome.
Those
yes.
are the
yes.
best things.
Those are
that's
yes.
the best
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Those are the golden
Although
moments.
They're rare.
Yeah, exactly. But when they happen, it's awesome. And JC was being modest earlier. He can sketch. He's done plenty of awesome sketches during meetings. So he's a great artist. But yeah, it's definitely difficult. But especially when that happens and there's like no revisions or anything, it's like,
yeah,
you look up for a sign, you know, because
did they actually look at it? Wow. Like, exactly. Is it cool?
Yeah, but sometimes it can be difficult. Sometimes it's easy, but it's always great when it does happen in the end.
I can only imagine, you know, when you have a person painting a sign that you ordered, like your friend that ordered those real estate signs. Mm-hmm. What if she didn't like them? How did that work?
Right?
At the moment, yes. I wasn't even thinking about that, you know, but I mean, just the work was just so beautiful. And I guess in a sense, you don't think about it. You just get the product. You deliver, and then it's a matter of, you know, people might see it as it's just a sign. But when you see it, you know, and appreciate the whole thing, you know, it's like, wow, you know. So I guess in a sense, you know, I don't think she complained about him. But I think it was, for me, more of an experience just to watch the whole thing then.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, I mean, maybe it's, you know, they are tied to a person, you know, and you see this person working really hard at doing this. It's probably harder to say, you know what, can you change that? Or maybe that option wasn't there? I don't know.
And just the shop, you know, the whole shop, you know, you see paint drops in the floor, you see, you know, whole signs, you know that you're in the right hands when you see like that kind of work all around you. So I guess in a sense, you know that you're going to get a good sign made just by that. So, I mean, it's risky, yeah, but it's also beautiful, in a way, so.
So tell us about the screening and how people can attend.
So as mentioned, it's the Advertising Federation El Paso that's putting on the screening. It's going to be next Thursday, which is August 27th at 6:30 p.m. You can get more information at advertisingfederationofelpaso.com or just search for Advertising Federation of El Paso. But even our Facebook page has all that information as well. And again, you just search for Advertising Federation of El Paso, and we have all the links where we posted that. It's going to be at Loftlight Studio downtown. The great thing is it's also last Thursdays with downtown. So there's a lot of art going on within the downtown area.
Good synergy there.
Exactly. So you stop in, check out the film, and then after that you're a little bit inspired by the arts and go around and check out the rest of the art that's in downtown that everybody else is offering. So it's a perfect fit, I think.
Great. Well, I thank you all for coming today to talk about the Sign Painter's film. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Thank you. So do we.
Thank you.
Today, my guests have been Gabe Acuña of El Paso Ad Federation and Juan Carlos Hernandez, Art Director at Culture Span Marketing. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.